There's increasing evidence from our patterns of care studies that both investigators and docs in practice are utilizing the paclitaxel-bevacizumab combination frequently in first-line therapy of metastatic disease, and a natural research and practice question is the potential role of nab-paclitaxel-bevacizumab. Dr. Grelow began the next segment of our discussion by commenting on a paper from San Antonio studying this combination.
This was a clinical trial in 80 patients with HER2-negative early-stage breast cancer with normal LVEF. This is a very early trial that is still ongoing. It's an adjuvant trial. And what they were reporting was toxicity, specifically with respect to the cardiac toxicity. They got a dose-dense AC regimen with growth factor and then nab-paclitaxel in a dose-dense manner, 260 per meter squared every 2 weeks times 4, again, with growth factor. Bevacizumab was given concurrently with the chemotherapy every other week at 10 mg per kg and then switched to complete a year at 15 mg per kg every 3 weeks. And the results were that there was no symptomatic left ventricular dysfunction. With respect to toxicity, 3 out of 80 or 4% had uncontrolled hypertension. I do think this is probably the thing that when we give this drug long-term that we're struggling with most as an obvious toxicity. Asymptomatic LVEF declines with 2 successive holds. They very carefully had holds built in and routine MUGAs. It's 2 patients. And that's all the data to date. So watch for efficacy down the line. But this issue of what is bevacizumab going to contribute now with respect to heart toxicity and as we move it into the earlier stage setting is something we're very interested in following.